Attorney General Michael Mukasey has been on the job for just over a week. Given that the Bush administration has only 14 months to go, Mukasey has a short time to accomplish a great deal. NPR's Ari Shapiro is with us to review what's ahead for the Attorney General. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with the big picture. Any sweeping law enforcement initiatives coming up?
Not right now, and I'm told that there won't be. There is such a short time left in the Bush administration and so much that is on the Attorney General's plate that he's really going to be focused on many of the things that he has inherited. The Justice Department has its own law enforcement initiatives. The DOJ is working with Congress on a number of different laws that are in the works. There are some major investigations that Judge Mukasey may have to deal with once the reports come out. Investigations into the Blackwater shootings in Iraq, into allegations of politicization at the Justice Department. And then one of the major challenges that Mukasey faces is rebuilding the Justice Department's credibility and rebuilding morale after the many scandals that have racked the department over the last 6 months.
How does Mukasey go about restoring that credibility?
Well, filling the leadership positions that are now vacant is one of his top priorities. Just last week, there were several nominations, including one for the Deputy Attorney General, the second in command. Judge Mukasey tapped a federal judge in Chicago named Mark Phillip. And Judge Phillip gets great reviews for his work as a judge and as a lawyer, but some people have expressed some concern that if he's confirmed neither the number one nor the number two person at the Justice Department, we'll have any experience at main justice post 9/11. You'll have two people at the helm, both of whom have not been there recently. As an acknowledgement of how serious this problem is of credibility and filling the vacancies, last week the Inspector General's office issued a report detailing the top 10 challenges for the department in the year ahead. For the first time ever, restoring credibility and morale was on that list.
The Inspector General is also finishing an investigation into whether anybody at the Justice Department broke the law. Will that potentially put Mukasey in a difficult spot?
It very well could. The Inspector General's office investigation is just sprawling. It covers everything from U.S. attorney firing to allegations of politicized hiring. They're looking at the Civil Rights Division, the Justice Department Honors Program. And if the Inspector General suggests that there be a criminal investigation or prosecution into anyone, from former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez to any of the many people who worked with him, then Attorney General Mukasey could be in the difficult position of having to decide whether to appoint a special prosecutor. Republicans would probably resist that. Democrats would push for it. It would put him in a difficult position. And that is just the Inspector General's report. Then you look separately at something like the Blackwater investigation, where a grand jury has started to subpoena some of the people who were involved in this shooting in Iraq. And that could be another issue where, whatever he decides, he may make somebody very angry.
And Congress has been talking about amendments to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. What would Mukasey's role be there, if any?
He has already become part of the administration's lobbying effort on that front. The biggest issue right now is whether telephone companies should get retroactive immunity for their participation in the domestic spying program. This has been bouncing around in the House and Senate for a while. Right now, the Senate and House both have bills that do not include immunity for the telecoms. It's impossible, of course, to know where this is going to end up once Congress reconvenes after the Thanksgiving recess. But at least right now, if this is the first major political battle for Mukasey, it looks like he is not on the winning side.
Now, here's something a lot of people will be watching for. Mukasey almost was not confirmed after he refused to say that an interrogation technique called waterboarding is torture. Is that issue going to resurface anytime soon for him now that he is Attorney General?
Sure. At his first oversight hearing, the Judiciary Committee always has the Attorney General testify at the beginning of a new year. No date has been set yet, but it is safe to bet that in January or February, Judge Mukasey will be up there. He said before that he couldn't comment on these practices because he had not been read into these classified programs. Well, now he has been read in, and so he may still choose not to answer the questions, but he'll have to come up with a different reason for not answering the questions.
NPR Justice Correspondent Ari Shapiro, thanks very much.
You're welcome.